Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to know when to move up to the next level in dressage. So through correct and systematic training, you and your horse should naturally progress up through the dressage levels. Now, like most riders, you're probably keen to advance, but it's important that you don't rush your partnership and enter a competition at a level that is beyond your current capabilities. So how do you gauge when it's time to move your horse up to the next level in competition? Well, in this podcast episode, we're going to look at the problems of progressing too quickly and too slowly. We're going to give you 5 steps to deciding if you and your horse are ready for the next level. And we're going to finish this episode with 5 extra tips on competing at the next level up. So first, let's talk about the problem with progressing too quickly. So aside from getting a poor score in a dressage test, if you push your horse beyond his current strength and suppleness capabilities, that can lead to injury, confusion, tension, and a loss of confidence. Now, these factors can also ruin any positive work that you have done so far, so it can set you back on your dressage journey. So now let's talk about progressing too slowly. Because although you could argue that you can never develop a horse too slowly, there are a few minor downsides to taking your time. So firstly, your horse could become bored without any new work to challenge him, and that can result in him becoming less attentive and less responsive. You could also become obsessed with making everything too perfect, and you could drive yourself insane as you overanalyze every step and movement that your horse makes. Now, ironically, some horses will perform better at a higher level than a lower level, and we'll talk about that later on in this episode. But finally, challenging work is often needed to further improve the basic work. And a lack of more challenging work could be what is preventing you from progressing. Now, as a side note, although we've talked about the negatives of progressing too slowly, more damage is caused by progressing too quickly. So if you are ever unsure, it's always best to err on the side of caution. But now let's move on to talk about how you go about knowing when the right time is to move up to the next level. So here are 5 steps that you can take to help you decide if you and your horse are ready. So the first step, step number 1, is you need to analyse your previous test scores. So as a general rule, you and your horse should score consistently over 65% at the level you currently compete at before moving up a level. Now, although this is a good indicator, it isn't set in stone, and it does not always apply to every horse and rider combination. And this is because at the lower levels, the movements are spaced out, and there's not much going on in the dressage test. This can make it difficult for you to keep your horse's attention, and also to prevent him from getting too strung out and on his forehand. Whereas at the higher levels, the movements come up quickly one after the other, and that can help you to keep your horse's focus and also his hind quarter engagement. Therefore, in some cases, your horse will actually perform better at a more advanced level than a lower one. Now, you know your horse best, so you are the best person to decide if that theory applies to you. But remember, you still need to be able to easily perform all the movements that are required at the next level up. So don't just enter your horse into a competition without doing the necessary work at home just because you think your horse needs a challenge. Okay, so that's step 1, first analysing your test scores. Now let's move on to step 2. And this is, you need to analyse how your horse feels. Now, analysing how your horse feels is the leading barometer for knowing when to upgrade to the next level. So ask yourself the following questions. So number one, is your horse fitter and stronger? A correct way of going develops physical and mental strength and coordination. So does your horse recover quickly after cantering on the right rein and then the left rein? And can your horse respond quickly and calmly to your aids without getting his legs in a muddle? Now remember that the higher the test level, the more demanding it is for your horse. Now, the second question you should ask yourself is, are your transitions balanced and seamless? So your transitions should be prompt off your aids, and they should happen mainly from your seat, with your horse staying forwards into the contact. Now, if your horse is developing along the right lines, then you should feel more and more of your horse's balance coming onto his hindquarters, which means that there then should be less weight and less resistance loaded onto your horse's shoulders, his head, his mouth, and consequently, your hands. So overall, your horse should just feel better. He should feel fitter and he should feel more balanced. Now, as a bit of a tip, onlookers will be able to tell you if you have improved. So if there's somebody who has not seen your horse work for a month or two, they should be able to notice significant improvements, especially after seeing you work through some direct transitions. So if you are unsure as to whether you and your horse have improved, try to get someone to come and watch you who haven't seen you ride in a while. Okay, so that was step two. Now let's move on to step three. So this is where you need to analyse the tests at the next level up. So start by reading all the tests at the next level and get a good idea of the movements and the questions that are required of your horse. Try to visualise how you and your horse would perform at the next level and what picture you would present to the judge. So think about what you would find straightforward and what you would find difficult. But remember that all the movements sound easy when they're written on paper. Then you can move on to step four, which is where you can analyse the individual movements. So try individual movements from the test and analyse how they feel. Now, if all feels good, you could possibly try and ride a few movements together. And again, analyse how easy it is for you and your horse to go from one movement straight into the next. Again, if all is good, you can then move on to step five, which is where you're going to ride through the test at home. Now, at first, when riding a test at the next level above, the movements will seem to come up very quickly, and you may feel as though you have very little time to prepare for the next one. Now, this can have a negative knock-on effect throughout your test, because each movement will then start to get progressively worse. If you feel that is happening, then just stop and accept that you have more work to do before you are ready for the next level. But when you feel that you have time between the movements to think about how to prepare and present your horse throughout the test, and not just where to go between the markers, then you probably have enough control to try the test competitively. Okay, so that covers the five steps that you can take to help you determine if you and your horse are ready. But now let's move on to some extra tips. So here's five tips to help you tackle a test at a more advanced level. So the first tip, tip number one, is to pay attention to the location and the placement of movements and transitions. So the difficulty of a movement or a transition is not only dictated by the movement itself, but the location in which it is required. For example, a canter transition in a corner is much easier than a canter transition on a straight line. Now also, the committees who design the tests put transitions, 10-metre circles, halts and reinbacks right in front of the judge at sea. so they can clearly see if your horse is straight and balanced and that the movement is ridden accurately. So take a note of the placement of the movement in relation to the judge's viewpoint. Now, tip number two, which we've kind of already touched on, is to note how quickly the movements appear. So movements will come up quickly in the test, and you need to know that you have the time to balance and prepare your horse sufficiently. If not, you will make mistakes, and one mistake quickly leads to another. Now, tip number three is to prepare your horse at home and to ride the test the same on the day. So many riders try a new level without any preparation, and rarely is the presentation good. Now, from the judge's perspective, it usually looks very rough, and more often than not, the horse and rider appear overloaded. So practice the test at home, and then on the day of the competition, ride the test exactly as you did at home. So your horse must receive the same instructions and aids. This will mean that you will both be more confident, and this is what will bring the higher marks. Now, moving on to tip number four, and this is to pick the right test for your debut. So when you have decided to move up to the next level, be strategic about the test that you pick as your first one. For example, when competing with British dressage, all the tests are numbered. The higher the number, the more difficult the test. Therefore, when you're moving up to a new level, try to enter a class where the test number is on the lower end. This will allow you and your horse to ease in gently, rather than being thrown in at the deep end with the most complex test that level has to offer. Now, the final tip, tip number five, is to be prepared for a lower score. So don't be disheartened if your first few tests at a new level receive lower marks than what you usually get at your current level. Remember that the judge will expect more engagement, uphill carriage, and suppleness as the levels progress, as well as seeing that you and your horse can perform all the required movements. Now, use the judge's comments to help you in your training at home to further improve and increase your scores. So, to wrap this episode up, it can be tempting to rush ahead with your horse's training, especially if you desire to climb the competitive levels. However, it is important for your own confidence and that of your horse not to rush things. So use the steps within this podcast episode to help you analyse when it's the right time to take a step up, and use our tips to help ensure an easy and smooth progression to competing at a higher level. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries, or our online course, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.